Hey, migrants, despite what you may have heard, Europe is actually ready to welcome you with open arms.
These asylum seekers and refugees can also play a very valuable role as workers, as taxpayers, very often also as innovators and entrepreneurs who can boost growth and help cope with an aging society.
As former European Commission advisor Philip Legrain on this program last month stating, one of the realities within the European Union right now. But the problem perhaps isn't the people on the move from the Middle East, it's with the borders. Now, no serious leader of a nation state would seriously suggest the removal of national borders, but already, with instant global communications and large numbers of people already living in stateless territories, people are finding ways of working around borders, working around governments, working around national identities, making a longtime argument of Alex Tabarrok, professor of economics at George Mason University. We don't need borders, professor?
Well, borders are fine for controlling governments. I'm not against different places having different rules, but they're bad for controlling people. I would like to see a much more open world, a world in which people are free to move about. You know, as you just heard, some people in the world, through no fault of their own, they're born in an economic desert, or they're born in a place where there's a war, there's a civil war going on, and we have imprisoned them there by building walls and barriers and people with machine guns and saying, you can't move.
So because of administrative procedures, we've created prisons out of conflict zones, and in fact, there's precedent for allowing people to move more freely?
Well, if you go back to the 19th century in the United States, for example, we had virtually completely open borders. Anyone from anywhere in the world could come to the United States and make a home here with almost no paperwork whatsoever.
And that was because the U.S. needed more people?
Because there was open land, and that was the feeling that there was plenty of room to grow. But in fact, there is still plenty of room to grow in the United States and in the developed world more generally. We've got lots and lots of room, and we could have a lot more people.
Is this another hit against the nation state? We've seen so many ways in which the nation state is threatened by, you know, multinational corporations. That was the first. Then you've got global communications. You've got the ability of people to transact commerce without crossing borders. And now this, do you think there's an argument for a fundamental rethinking of what the nation state is all about?
I do. So, you know, it's quite amazing when you look around the world today, ideas, they flow freely all throughout the world. Capital, money flows freely throughout the entire world. The only thing which doesn't flow freely is labor. And yet the right to vote with one's feet, the right to migrate, the right to move. This is one of the most fundamental human rights. And yet in our world today, we've divided it, we've separated it. We've created a system really of global apartheid, of dividing our world.
What would be the economic advantage of having a system like this?
Well, economists have calculated that if we had completely open borders, world GDP would double. So that's a doubling of economic output, not just in one year, but in every year going forward. Even if we just allowed in the developed world our labor force to increase by, say, 1%, that alone would be worth more than all of the world's foreign aid combined.
The political will to make it happen?
We're not there yet, but I think once people understand that this is a moral issue, that I think they will begin to change their minds. You know, we feel now today that it's wrong to discriminate against someone on the basis of their race or their gender or their sexual preference. And yet, we discriminate against people based upon where they're born. We say, no, you can't come here. You're not one of us. You're one of them. So I think when people realize there's a moral issue, they'll change their feelings about borders.
Alex Tabarrok is professor of economics at George Mason University. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.